Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Now, we've talked quite a bit already about colour on the podcast, so I thought it was time to bring pattern into the mix. Now, to me, having colour and pattern together create a fun, interesting and obviously bold and unique interior. So it's so important that we also consider pattern as well as colour. And I know it can be scary, so today I'm going to be sharing 5 ways that you can add pattern into your home decor. These are 5 different ways, they're foolproof, just follow the rule and you should not have a problem. So, I know at the moment you're unsure and you don't know how to go about it, so you're probably doing one of these 4 things. Firstly, either just not adding any pattern at all, so everything is plain and boring, and we don't want that, do we? So if you're doing that, then this episode is for you. And also another thing is just not having a clue what you're doing and throwing spaghetti at the wall. Is that a pattern? Spaghetti on the wall. Anyway. So what I mean by this is adding random patterns for no rhyme or reason that are not cohesive and they're not even the style that you love. So you could also be doing this. Another thing is to just add one solitary pattern and it's all there on its lonesome, poor pattern. I did this, and a lot of people do this with feature walls. I did this with a feature wall in our bedroom in the house we're in now when we first moved in. I had a quite bold patterned wallpaper on the one wall and nothing else whatsoever relating to it in the rest of the room. The rest of the room, in fact, was beige and boring. So that is something that we want to avoid, but I know that is something that a lot of people do. But if you think about it, if you were a florist and you were doing a wedding, you wouldn't just get the flowers and put them on one side of the aisle, on the chairs on the one side of the aisle and nowhere else at all. Of course you wouldn't. You'd put the flowers on both sides of the aisle. You'd put them at the altar. You'd sprinkle them around the room. They'd be there at the reception, on any tables, you know, in any big pots or anything. So when you're decorating flowers for a wedding, you're sprinkling them over the whole room. You're not just isolating them to one area because that would look odd. And that's what we don't want to do when we're adding pattern into our decor. And the 4th thing that people do, and I have definitely done this, I've talked about this before, is buying everything matching. I've mentioned this before, I think, on the podcast. And in my old house, for my living room, I ordered something, a range out of the Next Directory. I had the curtains, the wallpaper, the cushions, the rug, and I even had pictures made of this pattern on the wall. And it was all matchy-matchy. So that can come off a little bit two-dimensional and not very expressive. So we want to avoid that. So chances are, if you're not very confident with pattern, that you're doing one of these 4 things. And doing any of these four things isn't going to give you the best success with using pattern in your interior. So I'm going to share five ways that you can successfully add pattern and confidently add pattern, and they're foolproof really. So let's dive in. So the first one is to repeat the pattern. Now, I know I've said don't be matchy-matchy. You don't want to be matchy-matchy. Don't do this in that way. But for example, in my living room, I've got geometric wallpaper. And then I've also got a rug with a geometric pattern on. Now, obviously, the patterns don't match, but they're both geometric, so they're cohesive with each other. And then I've also got a sideboard that I upcycled, and I also did geometric patterns on that as well. So I'm repeating the geometric pattern throughout the room, but I'm not buying everything that matches. So that is one thing that you can do to add pattern into your interior. Now, the second thing that you can do is mix the same pattern in different colours. So again, in my living room, I've got wallpaper. If you haven't seen my living room, you need to go over to Instagram to have a look at it, because it's maybe a little bit hard to describe. But I've got a border. I know that sounds awful, a border, 80s border. No, I've actually taken the wallpaper and laid it on its side and added a bit, I think. So it's a really thick border, and it goes around, not the center, it's slightly hot. Higher than the center point of the wall, but it goes around the whole room, and it's like an emerald green color with gold geometric pattern on it. And I've got the exact same wallpaper, but it's blush pink with a rose gold geometric pattern on it, and that is on the ceiling. And I've also put that in the inside the fireplace. So I've got the same pattern, but in different colours in the living room, and that works really well. So that's another thing that you can do. Now, the third thing is to have different patterns in the same colours. So to give you an example of that, in my porch, I've got some monochrome wallpaper, black and white wallpaper. It's like a palm leaf or banana leaf type pattern. It's gorgeous wallpaper. It's probably the thing that I've had the most questions about on Instagram, this wallpaper is. So I've got that, it's black and white. And then I've also got some woven African baskets on the wall, very boho. And they're also black and white, but they're in a completely different pattern. But because they're both the same colour, I know black and white's not really a colour, but yeah, because they're both the same colour, even though the patterns are different, they work together. So same colour in different patterns. And then they're not fighting with each other because they're in the same colour palette. Now, the fourth thing is monochrome paired with bold, solid colour. And when I say monochrome, I mean black and white mainly. Is monochrome, this is something I always struggle with, is monochrome any colour in two different shades, like opposing shades, or is it just black and white? I should know this, I don't. Anyway, when I say monochrome, I mean black and white. Now, if you've got anything black and white, a pattern that's black and white, and you add a bold, solid colour with it, oh my gosh, it's a winner. It's a killer combo. It always looks amazing. So in my porch, as I've already said, I've got the palm leaf wallpaper, which is black and white. And I've got a shoe cupboard, which I've painted in a bright coral colour. And I've also got a coat hook thing on the wall and a shelf that's also painted in the colour too. And that really pops against the black and white. It looks so effective. If you think about, for example, you could have a stripes on the walls of wallpaper, or paint stripes on the walls, black and white stripes, and then have a bright pink accessory next to it. It looks so good. So That is number four of how to add pattern. So let's move on to number five. Number five is to add an animal print. Throw an animal print in there. They go with everything. Trust me. Just try it. I promise it will work. And it will also add texture and interest to the room too. Now, if you don't already know, if you don't know, who are you? My favourite animal print is leopard print. I have probably got leopard print in nearly every room of my house. One that I can think of that I haven't got is the laundry room. Maybe I need to add a bit in there. But yeah, you can put an animal print in with any pattern, any colour, anything, and it will work, trust me. So if you haven't got any animal print in your house, then you need to get some. Obviously, there's leopard, there's zebra print. I've got a cowhide rug in my hallway. You can get giraffe print and even like Dalmatian kind of vibe. So yeah, number five for adding pattern is, it's a must in my opinion, to be honest, especially when we're being daring with our decor. So number five is add animal print to your decor. So I'm just going to recap now on the five ways to add pattern to your decor. And number one is repeat the pattern. Number two is mix the same pattern in different colours. Number three is mix different patterns in the same colours. Number four is pair monochrome black and white with a bold solid colour. And number five is throw in them animal prints. Now I know this is a lot, we've covered colour, now we're covering pattern, we've covered other things as well, and it can be overwhelming and you may be struggling with decorating your home and unable to visualise the finished look. You want to be more brave but you're scared it will turn out awful, or maybe you've tried and it didn't blow you away. And how many tries will it take for you to smash it? I can understand that you may be feeling that way. And it is a lot, and I have been there, I just want you to know. And through a lot of trial and error, I've found out the exact steps to success with my decorating. Now, I am there over on Facebook in my Facebook group for you. So if you're struggling with anything, I'm over there waiting for you to come over and engage with me. You can engage on questions about the episode, any fears that you've got with adding pattern to your decor. So I want you to come on over right now to the Daring Home Decor Facebook group and join. I'll accept it within a day or so. But don't just come over and join. Take advantage of the group. Engage. Ask questions. Comment. Get to know the other members of the group. It's there as a resource for you if you are struggling. It's a no-brainer. Do it now. There's a link in the show notes, so you've got no excuse. Do it now. And thank you so much for joining me. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.